On a frigid December morning when I'm all snug indoors sipping hot coffee at my window as I watch my backyard birds, I consider what a safe and cozy endeavor birdwatching can be. But then I read on social media about a poor birder going off the road in the Saxon Bog and remember my own experience getting stuck in a ditch on Eagle Lake Road. Or I read about someone's optics being stolen out of their car. The late Claudia Wild's definitive book about birding in the Washington, D.C. area is filled with caveats to help birders avoid theft and personal attacks in urban areas. When I've been in more natural habitats, I found myself dangerously close to diamondback rattlesnakes, bears, a wolf, a pack of coyotes surrounding my tent, and even a mountain lion. I guess birding has its hazards, like just about any other activity. I recently paid the piper for my long years of spending so many hours birding in the sun, a hazard that may be 93 million miles away, but nevertheless causes a lot of skin cancer. On Christmas Eve, I had two small basal cell carcinomas removed from my face. I've always worn hats and sunblock. My eyes, as well as my skin, are vulnerable to sun, and I hate the color distortion caused by sunglasses, so I hardly ever went out without a hat, even as a teenager. And I've been in the habit of slathering on broad-spectrum sunblock every morning and adding more on my nose and chin when I go outside for over three decades. My nose does get too much exposure despite my precautions, especially since I started photographing birds. When I pull my camera up, the tip of my nose rests against the camera body and my sunblock smears off onto the camera. But so far, I haven't had any cancer on the tip of my nose. One carcinoma was on the side of my nose, though the sunblock seems to stay there just fine, and the larger one was on my forehead at the hairline where the sun virtually never reaches. My bangs, as well as my hat, always keep that area well protected. If you have to be diagnosed with cancer, an early basal cell carcinoma is the best choice. Treatment usually involves only a minor procedure, and the recovery rate is the highest of all cancers, around 99% when the tumor is removed via micrographic surgery in the Mohs procedure, wherein the dermatologist progressively removes layers of skin and examines them until only cancer-free tissue remains. Then minor plastic surgery repairs the damage. Many birders start seeing skin cancers when they're significantly younger than I am, so wearing sunblock and a hat is as important a basic birding precaution as locking your optics in your trunk and being vigilant when alone on a trail. I'll have to be more careful in the future because people who've had carcinomas are more likely to get new ones. I'm going to figure out some way to protect my nose in particular, but overall I'm not going to let this affect my birding any more than I let the chance of a car accident or running into a bad person or a bear limit me beyond normal prudence. Anyway, it's not like staying indoors watching birds out my window is without hazard. My desk is next to my feeder window, and when I'm hard at work writing, I tend to play music and sing along, especially when I'm engrossed in something. Last fall, I was working on a couple of projects at my desk on the second floor of our house, singing away, when suddenly two chickadee flocks arrived at once. So I cranked open the window while I was right in the middle of singing Part of Your World from The Little Mermaid. The chickadees never seemed to mind my singing. They've been known to sing a song or two themselves. Anyway, while I was leaning out the window, singing at high volume with one especially picky chickadee sitting in my hand, sorting through all the mealworms one by one to find the biggest one, and four other chickadees were buzzing around my head, yelling every chickadee swear word in the book at the one in my hand, notes which sound oh so sweet and happy to the unpracticed ear, I just happened to look down to see an elderly couple who'd been walking their dog. They were stopped, dead in their tracks, staring agape up at me. When I saw them, I stopped singing, and they looked mortified as if they were the ones singing cartoon songs to chickadees, and they slunk away. No, even indoors, birding has its hazards. It did critical damage to my sense of dignity. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.